What's good, y'all? Your boy Brandon back again. Another episode of the Lounge Room Podcast. I'm here with
Brito's Fix,
Drake.
All right, Noah and Benji.
Oh, PMB.
This guy. Yeah, that's probably next one.
Drake and PMB, man. Look, this is the internal episode for February, man. January was a great month. Thank you guys so much for all the recent support you've been showing on all the episodes. We're gonna jump straight to it though, man. Everybody knows February is Black History Month. We got a very own representative of the community. But he just wanted to say, why is there no White History Month? So to start off this episode, we're going to name our top five white people of all time. Go ahead, Noah. Take it away.
Top five white people of all
time.
Okay,
I feel like we should all name one, and then we come to the consensus of one together.
Okay.
All right, Benji, go ahead. You start.
George Soros.
All right.
There you go.
Daniel Radcliffe.
This guy.
Noah, go ahead.
Tori Black.
Who the fuck is that?
I don't know who that is.
They could look it up.
All right. I'm probably have to go with like John Cena or some shit.
Is he white?
Yeah.
Never seen him.
This guy.
He's translucent.
I thought he was going to say something else. All right. If not John Cena, I'll probably go with like Jeff Hardy.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. What about one together? What are we thinking?
What makes a great person, though? Like,
I feel like we got someone that's in entertainment, someone that's, like, in magic, someone that's in
power. Oh, I got it. Homie, that was in the dunk contest yesterday.
Oh, Mac McClung.
There we go. Ooh. Yeah, hey. We can agree. There you go.
Low-key, Mac McClung. Yeah, that rounds out our top five of all time. Let us know in the comments who's on your top five. Speaking of that dunk contest, how are we feeling that the fact that this dude's won three in a row?
And he's still not. Is he in the league?
He's like in between the G League.
Okay, so he's in between employment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he get paid for the All-Star game?
He's made more money.
Yeah, he's made more money winning the dunk contest than career earnings for playing basketball.
Yeah. Last night, he's tripled the amount of money he's ever made in basketball.
God damn.
Yeah.
Okay, so does he go home and practice the dunks? Like,
does he have a car
he has ready underneath a hoop, and he's like, "Let me just see," or does he have a big box?
That's like, a good question.
Ever since high school, Mac McClung's been pretty good at dunking. That was his whole draft thing. Yeah. Like,
did he have, like a highlight reel, and it was all dunking? Or?
Oh yeah,
yeah. Like,
oh hell yeah.
You know how
typically the stereotype is like, oh, if you got a white dude with a mixtape, he's just in the corner shooting threes and stuff.
Yeah.
And then it'll be like a black dude or somebody else, like he's driving to the bucket. He's like getting, you know, hard points, you know, in the paint. Mm-hmm. This dude was like, yeah, he was dunking shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
He went to Georgetown, I think. And then after that, he went to the league and I don't know, just never translated. But it's kind of crazy how nobody cares about All-Star game anymore.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
They don't.
It's the competition. I'm going to be honest. My boss, he always brings it up. He's like, man, nowadays, y'all just don't want it. Like, everyone's soft. Everyone's like.
Well, it started with two things. One, it was like, well, let's start first off, for the dunk contest, it's a bunch of nobodies in there. Sorry.
Right? Now, they know they're nobodies. You're good.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's like, it's Mac McClung. You don't even got Ja Morant in there. Like, Ja Morant, he said he would do it. Yeah, I saw that. And then Giannis also said, right? Exactly. But, like, you start bringing those type of people back, it's pretty cool, right? But, like, it's also go back to the All-Star game when it was two things with Kemba Walker getting pushed to try hard. And when it came down to Paul George getting injured at the All-Star game.
Mm. Wait, how do you get injured?
Being
Paul George, that's how he got injured.
True.
Yeah. He got injured at Indiana?
Yeah.
Like,
He gets injured everywhere.
He's probably injured right now.
He is actually injured.
I just threw that out there. But damn.
I think what it is, it's like when you got like this whole place of like exhibition of where like you guys don't need to worry about winning a game anymore because this is all for fun. Now you got people who are just resting. And I think last year, I think LeBron didn't even play, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't remember.
But, yeah, they weren't playing and shit like
My
that.
My thing is, remember when people used to talk about it back in the days, and whenever they would discuss the LeBron-Jordan rivalry, they would always say, oh, Jordan won a dunk contest. Or they would bring it
in.
Mm-hmm. Nowadays, if you do that, people would be like, who gives a fuck about a dunk contest? Whereas before, it was almost, obviously, it's not the same as like being an all-star, winning a championship, or being finals MVP. But it was like a thing where you're like, oh, I got selected to go and I won. You know, like we had the times with Hakeem, Jordan, even like Muggsy Bogues, who was like,
those are the old ones. We're talking about like Dwight, Nate Robinson.
Yeah, or the rivalry between Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon.
Yeah.
But even that kind of caused controversy because when Zach LaVine won, every kind of knew Aaron Gordon should have won. And after that, I think it's kind of when it went downhill.
Well, that's when he was like, yeah, I'm never doing
that. Well, yeah, but you saw Aaron Gordon directly said, like, I'm not doing this ever again. Yeah. Right? And it was just kind of like.
I don't blame him.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know. But shit, what do you guys think it would take for the NBA to be entertaining again? Because even, like, the season is kind of boring. Like, playoffs, everybody's going to kind of watch. But what do you
think? I mean, people have just spoken on it, like, and I don't know if, like, I don't think the NBA could force people how to, like, you know, how to change their style of play, but like right now it's just like we've been watching like basically every team try to be the Golden State Warriors right until it reverts back to like something being in the post and like all that, but I think that just happens naturally, like you can't force it. You know what I'm saying? So
I think you gotta bring back like fighting. I think you gotta bring back like hand checking. Gotta really get physical again. You know, you can't let those three-pointers, like, you know, get in anymore because then you might get slapped.
Bro, that's bad advice. They're going to bring back Malice in the Palace with the advice.
No. Another documentary, another 30 for 30.
30 for 30.
I don't agree with that. I think the playing field is too even now. I think the distance from the best player to the worst player on a team is much smaller than it used to be. Mm-hmm. Like, if I think about, like, 2016 era, although everybody hated the Warriors and stuff, and even kind of leading on to Kevin Durant being on the Warriors, there was a very big distinction between, like, Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook and then, like, everybody else.
Zaza?
Like, yeah, and, like Curry and Clay, and then you got Zaza. Or you got, like, you got Kawhi and Tim Duncan, and then JaVale you got McGee? Patty Mills.
Or, like, LeBron on the Cavs.
LeBron and Kyrie, and then you got Matthew Dellavedova.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's like, and now it's like everybody's kind of playing this positionless basketball where you almost everybody kind of just looks the same out there.
Yeah.
You know, you do have personalities. You got Luka, you know, you got Shai, you got LeBron, AD and stuff. But like,
I actually don't like Shai's playing style.
Me neither. I don't like it either. Jokic too. Like, and it's not really fun to watch. Yeah. And the thing is, the hardcore basketball fans will glaze and be like, dude, this dude's playing perfect basketball. Like, it's highly efficient. I'm like, it's cool. Like, it wins games, but it's not fun to watch.
I think Kobe was on All the Smoke when they interviewed him, and he kind of said it like, I don't want to mess up his quote, but they're like, they're playing. He was saying like the NBA today, people are playing like basketball without like direction, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they're just going out there.
Just hooping.
Yeah, just hooping. But they don't
care. To be honest, Kobe also played without direction. But
true,
it worked for him because he was just a ball hog.
Right.
And everybody else would play their position.
Exactly.
Right? That's what I mean. You basically got like a bunch of Kobe's.
Yeah, everybody wants to
be Kobe. Yeah, that's what, yeah, right? That's,
you know
what it is?
You know who was the first person that was like that? It was like three. And it's crazy that they all kind of played with Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Clarkson.
Yeah.
Kyle Kuzma.
Brandon Ingram
and D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah.
All kind of like in that where like they think they're Kobe, they want to do Kobe shit, but like you're not Kobe.
Yeah.
Like if you were to come into the league 10 years before, people would be like, yeah, get your ass on the bench. Yeah. You're coming off that bench in the second quarter.
Yeah.
Now they're like, oh, I'm a starter. Like I'm a play. I'm a hooper.
Well, they all kind of came up under him. So they're like, shit, under his tutelage, I'm the next one. Yeah.
Exactly.
Damn. I never thought about it like that. Nah, you're right.
But yeah, I don't know. That shit, I feel like it's kind of lame. Next topic on the list. Which should we go with? Would you cut off your mom?
Okay. Cut off my mom.
So we were going through topics, you know, trying to find controversial shit on the internet to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up on Reddit. And there was a common theme we were thinking about. But basically, it boils down to, is there anything that your mom can ever do to get you to cut her off?
Yeah.
Like what? Like what would she have to do?
Yeah, like where would you draw? And where would you draw the line?
Like what's cut? Like cut off means like I never talked to her.
Like you just done talking to her. Just
you block her number.
Block her number. Just, you know, you out the way.
Listen, I know my mom, but like, even if I did cut her off, she'd
find a way.
She'd find me. Yeah, there's no way I could cut this lady off.
I know where you live. Like, come on.
Yeah, there's no. It's impossible. I can't. All right, I could try, but
Benji, you say yes. So where would you draw the line?
I think. I think this is very like specifically for me. And we kind of talked about this yesterday, right? But it's like for me, it's like if it becomes so illogical for me to be in contact with her. And this this could be for any person generally, where it's like they bring no value to me. There's no type of
oh goddamn.
Crash out, go ahead.
No, I'm not talking about this in, like in my mom because
crash
this
out.
This is that's what the question is.
Your mom, crash out, little guy.
Okay, wait, not for mom. Okay, if it's for my mom, it'd be like
they ask you about your mom.
Yeah,
no, like,
no, that's
like
the crazy thing because it's like for your mom, you're like. Oh yeah, she bring no value.
This dude acts like a CFO. She brings no value to the shareholders. I gotta let her go.
I've evaluated your position in the company. I'm afraid you know you're not really performing to your most efficient capabilities. We're gonna have to terminate your contract.
No, for my mom, like I don't. My mom doesn't even bring value for me to like value her. I just sounds fucked up.
Apologize to your mom, please.
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, there you go. My goodness.
No.
That's crazy.
No. But I mean, like, let's just say, for example, like she was a drug addict and she was like stealing money.
But dude, if your mom watches this podcast,
I'm telling you, like, this is like for me, it's like this is where I would cut it off. If she is a drug addict stealing money and there's like nothing's coming, like where she's doing anything that's helping herself, there comes to a point where like even if she won't accept help from me, then there's no help that's going to help her, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it's like, I'd cut her off in the sense of like, I wouldn't give her any more money. I wouldn't give her X, Y, Z, you know?
We're talking about like cutting contact, cutting everything. I'm not talking about like enabling a drug habit.
Yeah, you took this.
Yeah, I can see it. Like, he's like saying, once, if she gets hooked on drugs and she's not helping herself, that's when I like cut her off.
But okay, that's on you to help her.
Okay. The Reddit post that you saw this from, what was the example like?
Well, we got a similar one. The I think the lottery one is pretty similar.
The lottery one? Let me see. Let me pull it up. But yeah, the lottery one was, what is it? It was like a hypothetical question that she gave to her brother.
Mm-hmm. And they had a whole argument where like they kind of stopped talking, even though it was just a hypothetical. Mm-hmm. Which to me, if anybody knows, you know, if you go on Reddit, I feel like we all kind of have that like ethnic background where, you know, like we talk to our fucking family. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you go on Reddit and you see these people who like,
oh yeah,
these cut off their family at the smallest thing. I'm bro. Like,
damn.
Like the littlest thing, like, oh, you're gone. Yeah. I don't know why you're still talking to her. Yeah. You should have cut her off months ago. You know? Go ahead.
So the title is, am I the asshole for telling my brother I wouldn't split the lottery winnings with him? Is it my older brother, 36 male, and I, 35 female, we're recently talking about our financial situations and how nice it would be to win the lottery. He said that if either of us wins anything, we would split the winnings in half with each other. I responded that I wouldn't do that. If I won enough, I would certainly help pay off his debts and provide him with a comfortable savings, and I am not splitting it in half ways. I'm planning to get engaged, married, and have kids with my boyfriend. If I win a lottery, I'm making sure I have a secure safety net for my future family and kids would be my priority. We also have aging family members that would like to pay for in-home care for if I ever am in a financial position to do so. So
this is some whole other shit she talking about. Listen, bro, whoever won the ticket legally is their money, right?
Sure.
So anything else, I don't have to do all this extra shit you're talking about. Yeah, we related. That's cool, but I'm just saying, like,
I don't know about splitting it half and half.
Okay. No one's saying like half though.
Yeah,
I kind of agree with that. Like, hey, like, so, cover your debts. Yeah, take an extra.
No, like, okay. But like, this is what I was telling Alfredo. Right, we're not talking about like, oh, you won a $10,000 bonus at your job. We're talking about you won the lottery.
M's,
right?
Okay.
So we're assuming it, like this shit might be $250 million.
Okay.
Yeah.
At that point, we're all homies. We're all homies, right?
Yeah.
If one of us wins and they don't give us something, I'll feel like you a bitch. Like, if I won and I didn't give y'all shit and was like, you know, we're homies, but I don't got to give y'all shit, I'll be like, nah, that's a bitch move.
No, because that's your money.
Well, it's my money, but at the same time, I'll be like, okay, imagine I win the money and I'm like, yo, like, let's go to Dubai next week. And then y'all like, but I got to clock in to work. And I'll be like, fuck. I don't have any real friends. My friends don't want to do shit with me. I'll be like, no, if I want to keep
it. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. Your friends got responsibilities.
Yeah, but when I could just, okay, let's say I won $250 million. I could just give you five, and then you're like, I don't need to work anymore. Let's go to Dubai.
Okay, you want to do that, but as your friend, sure. I can't go, oh, he, you know, some people get it fucked up. They're like, he's going to give me money.
I agree
with that. That's what I'm saying. I think that's exactly.
And I think that kind of plays into, like, let's just say you were only close with, like, us three, not Freda, right?
Right.
Let's say.
Right.
And you're like, you know what? I want to go to Dubai with Noah and PMB, yeah. right? And you're like,
yeah, so, fuck Alfredo.
So you give so,
what the right? fuck? Why you say fuck me?
So you give me $5 million, Noah $5 million, then sure. Fredo, you're kind of like, oh, here's Fredo, like I cover your debts or some shit like that. But then Fredo finds out, like, oh, he
why'd
gave
you
him,
give five, him $5 million.
Why'd you give, and then how many other people of your friends are gonna be like, oh, how come you gave him $5 million? Then your cousins, then your aunts, and your nephews, like, and your nieces.
Really, that's the thing. Like, I don't really got friends. First, second. I think she went to her brother and directly told him, like, I wouldn't split nothing.
That's kind
of
fucked
that's
up.
That's
yeah.
where I'm
yeah.
like, it's, why would you come and just yeah. say that shit? Yeah.
In a hypothetical where it's like, shit doesn't even exist.
Imagine I just came to y'all tomorrow and be like, hey, by the way, if I ever won a lottery, fuck y'all. I'm y'all.
Yeah.
shit.
Yeah, no, like, that doesn't make sense.
But when you put up that GoFundMe link,
exactly.
Keep on scrolling.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and ignore that.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you know, I think people are just too entitled to like other people's money and on the
Loki,
whole shit.
I think
like,
people just like trip over money. If you ever get like, if you ever have $100 and for real, and you have $100 and you say something like, hey, I just found $100 off the floor in front of your friends, see how they react.
No, I kind of got a story like this, and I don't know if y'all ever had a story like this. What's it called? It was me and my homies, and we hit on a bunch of like the, do you remember the Air Jordan 1, the University Blues?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we hit on hella pairs throughout the city. We was going to fucking
every Foot Locker,
Shoe Palace, dog.
Shoe Palace, yo.
It looked like our trunk. I was in the homie car. Our trunk was fucking full of Air Jordan 1s and shit.
Right.
And you know, like if you fill out the raffle ticket, like let's say out of like if we went to 5 Shoe Palaces, I think I hit on maybe like 2 raffles or whatever.
Right.
So like I hit on like a men like 2 men's pairs and then like a kid's pair, whatever the fuck, right? So whatever we like, I pay for the shoes or whatever the fuck, but then they was tripping like they was like, oh nah, like
you gotta split the money.
Yeah, we gotta split the money from the shoe because we drove you there. I'm like, nigga, what? Hell nah, that's bullshit. We still homies to this day, obviously, but I'm saying like if we weren't as close as we were, like
I would have been like,
you see what I'm trying to say?
Yeah,
and that was just shoes. Now imagine if that was some real money.
Right.
You see what I'm trying to say?
Now Benji trying to figure out the angle to be like, nah, you should have split the money.
Exactly. Yeah.
Nah.
That's kind of expensive, no, actually.
Tricky.
Like,
no, like, to me, that's like, you're expecting to have money, right? It's like, I don't know. To me, like, that's kind of fucked up. And to be honest,
it is fucked up.
I'm surprised y'all still homies. Like, if it was me, I kind of, if I, depending on how long you've known him for, to me, it's like, damn, like, this is not something like, 5 years down the line when I'm more mature, when I'm not no longer buying shoes and I'm buying like cars, for example, right? Or like doing bigger
it's like
assets.
It's real money. Like
it's real money now where it's like, do I want these people in my life? And it's something like I really would have considered for myself to be like, this is not something I want somebody.
Well, this motherfucker, this nigga acting like he worked for Dodge, the fucking Elon Musk Dodge, people. Yeah, he, no, the Elon Musk people, the government agency.
Oh, Doge.
Yeah, Doge. Yeah, he cut shit off quick.
I low key,
let's go ahead and audit that.
Yeah, let's audit that. Let's get it reduced.
Low key for people, I guess. Like I kind of give you like 3 strikes, and then after 3 strikes, it depends like how much I like you.
That Joe Biden shit.
Yeah, goddamn.
If not, you out of here. That's what it is. That is.
Has that ever happened? Have you gone to those 3
Wait,
strikes?
Hold on. Now, here's a better question. How many strikes are we at?
Oh yeah, he played. Oh,
Wait,
let me pull it up.
Oh, you got on Apple Notes? Oh
yeah, no, I'm kidding.
You know how girls have like names and shit.
Yeah,
you got everybody's names with a strikes, with a tally mark.
No, like to me, it's like I don't actually keep like 3 strikes.
No, yeah,
it's like
okay,
the intensity of it, right?
Yeah. So that's why I've always said like there's been a few times in my life where I've stopped talking to people over money, and I've always said, like, regardless of how much money it could be, I feel like it's always a blessing, man. Because, for example, if we were homies and shit, and like, you know, you
if we were,
and I'm saying like,
if
I'm saying
we
that
were,
person, that person.
My
yeah.
fault.
If I'm talking to someone and we were homies or whatever, and let's say you, it's like $500, and we're trying to make something happen, and you know, $500 causes you to like, you know, you take that $500, or you do some shady shit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like you said, it's like, I'm glad it only happened with $500 because
it was cheap.
Imagine I kept you around and like you did it when we was doing $10,000, $100,000, $1 million deals.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that shit'll really fuck me.
Yeah.
I'd rather just get it out the way now and be like, you know, $500 might be like a lot now, but in the grand scheme of things, like who knows how much more it could have been.
I think like even though you break it down simpler, right? It's like what's the cheapest way to find out like if someone's there for if you want someone there for the rest of your life? And it's like,
like if someone came to you and was like, for $500, I'll tell you whether this person is a good friend or not.
For the,
and I'll be like, you know what?
And you know, we're young enough where it's like, you can cool, make it back. $500 to find out if this guy's gonna be in your life for the next 40 years, right? Because you're gonna be, us, we're young enough, we're probably gonna be alive for the next 40 years, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. But it's like, that's fairly cheap. $500 divided by 40 years, you're like, hey, this is a good litmus test, right? So, I mean, yeah, I might be a little harsh, but it's also like, I'm young now. This guy could come back into my life and I could forgive him, right? It's not like saying like, oh, I'm never going to talk to you ever again. People change. People mature. People mature even in, well into their 20s and 30s, right?
As long as the person that like did some funny shit, they can come back and say, hey, you know what? I was wrong.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, they'll do some bunk shit and then they'll never acknowledge it or apologize.
Or they'll think that, oh, if I just wait long enough,
he'll forget.
I don't have to say anything.
Nah, yeah. I remember what you did.
Statute of limitations.
Yeah. Ain't no statute of limitations. To doing some lame shit. I remember.
Maybe for the law, bitch.
Yeah,
for me.
Nah.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's a good topic, though. But, like, I'm saying, like, I've just seen, like, I think we've all had experiences with, like, I've seen what money can do and split people up. And sometimes, like, I've had to, like, kind of, I feel like a damn divorced child or some shit. Like, I had to pick a side and hang with these people. Oh, and, like, yeah, that shit gets weird.
I don't know if that's ever really happened to me.
You've been split up in like a friend group because of money before?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Because I've heard about like drama and stuff, you know, like, yes. Oh, this person hooked up with this
like,
person.
Like, I'm cool with like both of these people, but then they're these cool two people, yeah, they're not cool with each other. So then I'm like, fuck, now what do I do?
How do you deal with that? Like,
I mean, you know, I've lived long enough in life to know that like. Shout out, Ike, man. I'm telling stories today. But
Unk speaks.
What happens is, like, I could be cool. Like, I'm cool with both of these people. I might be hanging out with the one person. I have no animosity towards the other person because their issue is with this person, not me. And then eventually that shit just mends itself out. You know what I mean? Because I could kind of, like, just look at my life. I'm like, okay, did I do something wrong? If I did something wrong, I can acknowledge it. I could say, as a man, listen, I'm sorry, but any of this other drama y'all got, that ain't got shit to do with me. So I just stay out the way. I'm cool with who I'm cool with.
Yeah. You know I feel like I follow that mentality more. It's like if you got a problem with who I'm hanging around with, like come talk to me about it and tell me why.
Yeah.
And if you're not adult enough to say like, you know, I'm not your kid, bro. Yeah. We're not like, you're not my dad. Like if you got beef with my mom, I got beef with you.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, yeah. It's like, just do the homie. Like who gives a fuck at the end of the day?
Now, on the same accord, and we'll stop talking about this soon. I don't do no shit like let's say like, oh, there's somebody you don't fuck with, right?
Right.
And you tell me that today.
Oh, like you won't be the person to be like, I'm not finna hang out with him.
Yeah, no, I'm then like, I'm not finna disrespect you and go hang out with that motherfucker on Wednesday.
Oh, that too, yeah.
And then come back to you on some like, oh no, but you didn't tell me. Like, you already knew that dude was what you doing?
No, yeah, like I get, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not gonna make a new friendship with someone.
Yeah.
Or the other thing too is like, I hate the people that play both sides.
Yeah.
Like I've been in the room with people where it'll be three of us. It'll be me, person A, and then person B who's like in between person A and person C. And when I'm around person A and person B is like, oh, all friendly and cool with him. And then he'll go to person C and be like, oh, yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
And he'll be like kind of playing both sides. I'm like, that's nasty. Now I know you're not
going to be. That's nasty, yeah.
Or also it's like when you find out someone doesn't fuck with somebody and you ask, oh, why? And if it's something over something stupid, I'm just kind of like, huh. And now, to be honest, it might be a little fucked up. But now I'm interested to hear the other person's side of the story. Because I'm like, if this guy's beefing over someone for something like
dumb shit.
Some night, like, it's some dumb shit, right? Yeah. It's like, oh, he bumped into me in the car to hit my ankle or some shit like that. I'm just like, dude, you're not talking to this guy for that? The guy's like, yeah, dude, I bumped it because I bent over when I tied my shoe. I'm like, dude. Like,
and now
I can't talk to this guy, right?
And like, that's some regular shit. Once you include women,
Include women, it's just like
it's 10 times worse. I've seen that too. Like it'd be like
to me that goes back to the same principle though. If you're gonna crash out over money or women, to me I kind of put them in the same category. It's like it's kind of a blessing you just got them out the way, bro. Because it'd be too many people who will do their friends dirty because whatever they meet a girl and shit, and now. She's talking in your ear and she's telling you do this, do that. And then you're over here trying to be homies with us. And she's the one whispering in your ear.
Bro, when that shit happens, that is the weirdest shit ever. Right? Because sometimes you'll have a homie and then he'll just get like ghost on you. I'm like, what the fuck? What happened?
Or like their attitude changes like 180. Yeah. Like, it's like, bro, we've been homies for years. Like, why are you so different?
Yeah. And then you figure out, or like somebody will tell me, like, yo, bro, his girl's in his ear. His girl told him not to fuck with y'all.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
how the fuck, first of all, how the fuck do you know? Second of all, that's fucked up.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. Damn. What the fuck? Yeah. That shit crazy, but hey man, you know, just try to keep it real out here. That's all.
Stay out the way, man.
Yeah. Stay out the way.
Pull up the next one, Alfredo. All
right. The next question is, am I the asshole for not letting a homeless woman in my apartment?
Read it.
Yeah.
My homelessness is a very, very long story. But very recently, I got in an apartment with the help of the city, and I now live on the south side of Chicago.
Pause it. That's not really like, that's basically what, yeah.
It's not much
that's
better.
Not much better. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Like, I literally was sorry. When we found it. When we found it, I was like, yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I'd rather be homeless on the streets of Naperville than living in south side Chicago in an apartment, bro.
They're no worse, yeah.
After a long day of work, when it's now cold and dark, a homeless woman I felt sorry for asked and begged me to let her in my apartment, saying she needed to be somewhere warm and to charge her phone. I couldn't but have deep empathy at the same time.
Hold on, how the fuck you, I'm sorry, how the fuck you got a phone and you homeless?
Loki needs to be giving out phones now. Like, they got spots
on
the corner.
Who's paying the bill?
The government. No. You also gotta think about it, like, I know Chicago is not like the most expensive city.
No, it's expensive.
It's pretty expensive. Well, if you go to the suburbs, or like if you even live like outside of the main,
it's still expensive.
It's still expensive. Yeah.
Well, for housing, we're talking about housing, right?
Yeah. It's expensive.
That's what I'm saying. So you can easily afford your bills, but you can't afford your house. So it's like, if you're still living in your truck, if you're like, I actually know people.
Oh, I get
who
what
can't
saying.
Afford
I
like.
Oh, you're saying like, I can't afford rent, but I can like pay like my car. My
yeah,
car.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Okay.
So there's no other choice for them but to be like homeless, right?
Theoretically. Right. Yeah.
I think this person's just
unhoused.
On the street.
Unhoused.
Even a car.
Yeah. I think they got like a government phone.
Obama phone.
Obama phone for sure. They sell the Obama phones off of Maryland, right?
Let me see. But at the same time, I didn't want to get in trouble with my landlord due to having past bad experiences or risk getting taken advantage of. She ended up begging and saying how cold it was outside, and I made the hard decision to leave her there. Should I have let her stay the night in my apartment, or at least the lobby? I was thinking of the latter, but did not want to risk pissing off the neighbors or my landlord.
No, because the reason that that lady is homeless is not her fault. So, what's it called? You could let her spend the night, but ultimately, if she's not producing any income to, it's like the example of like when a drug dealer brings turkeys to the hood. These motherfuckers don't have you know what I'm saying?
We don't got ovens.
Yeah, we don't got ovens. What the fuck are we going to do with turkeys?
It's actually funny you guys bring that up, but there was a time where like in front of my house, I have like street, right? So street parking, right? Now I
like every house, yeah.
But I park in front of my street now, right? Yeah. But before I didn't. And this guy with an RV like had broken down maybe like I don't know where. And when I came home, I had seen him, whatever, and he asked, he was like, "Hey, is it cool if I park in front of your home? Like my tire or something had broken."
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and I asked my dad, and my dad's like, "Sure, let's he's homeless, right?" Mm-hmm. Or whatever, he just needs to help. And we didn't know he was homeless yet. Okay, come to find out, dude's homeless. Like, so he's been out there in front of our house for like a week, right? And
been already tiny, like a week. Damn it!
Wait, is this still going on?
No. But he's been out there for like a week, right? And like, I think I was still going to I think I was in high school actually.
Yeah,
and I was still like going to school, so like every single day I'd come home and I'd see him, right? And like, hey, it came to the point where like we still could like give water, and like, cause like then we find out he Jit's homeless, and like
you called him a Jit? That's a grown ass man.
No, it's funny because like
he was in high school, calling
a grown
man a Jit,
older than you.
But I think like I don't know what happened, but he was like, hey, I can't move this RV because my license expired. and I don't have an address to for the DMV to send the shipping address.
Can I put it yours?
Can I put it under yours?
Nah.
And I said, yeah.
She better than me.
Yeah, you're right? Way better.
Once you start fucking with paperwork and all, bro, nah.
Because the thing is, like, in my, like, the thing that scares me the most is all that squatting shit.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you try to do the, you know, the good thing and give it to someone, and now they're like, well, it's my address.
Yeah.
No, actually, sorry, I lied. We said no.
Oh.
And then two weeks later, his address came into the mail.
Uh-huh. Oh, so he put it.
He put it anyways, right? And that's when it was like, it crossed the line, because it was like, sure, we were debating yes or no, right? Yeah. And I kind of was like, yeah, like, dude, like, the guy doesn't have an address or whatever, right? And I have the mail app, so I could see like what comes in from the mail. And I see. Fuck? Yeah, so I could see like daily what stuff comes in the mail.
That's a thing?
Like a real, like real mail?
Yeah, like they take pictures of it at the USPS office.
Who takes pictures?
The USPS office.
Oh, USP. Wait.
No, still.
Yeah.
United States Postal Service.
No, I know that.
Yeah, but like, they'd be like taking PDF like scans of it? Or?
Yeah, I could see everything.
Whose job is that?
It might be a computer. Like, they separate the mail, take a picture of it. They might just have some sort of sorting algorithm. Anyways, so I had seen like it says for Charles, right? I'm like, the fuck? And I know the guy's name was Charles.
Mm-hmm.
So like, come to find out, the RV hasn't been registered in like X amount of years. They weren't planning to like move it, because like they apparently like came from a different neighborhood, and they got kicked out of from someone else. And so, legally, you can't kick out anybody with a expired registration because of like some type of like inflation, and they can't move it, blah blah blah. And because it's public parking, because it's inside your property, they can be out there legally, blah blah blah. So I think we had called the cops, because like they had like 8 people inside the RV, and like we live near a park, and like there's always homeless people there, and we started seeing like those homeless people started coming inside the RV. And now like in front of our home, we have like 8 homeless people just jamming out.
So y'all basically had like homeless cats just,
yeah. And
you put out some food out there, and all the neighborhood cats started pulling up.
They were there for probably like a month, like in total, right? It was kind of crazy, and we couldn't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Like, I would have towed the fuck out of their RV. No bullshit.
We couldn't.
Why?
Who's gonna tow it?
I would have called someone to fucking tow it.
Just say it's my RV. I want to move.
They
it.
Can't tow if there's a human being inside the RV.
I don't give a fuck. You think I care? I'm calling the homie up and be like, "Yo, pull up at 3 a.m. We towed the fuck out of here." So,
yeah. Imagine they sleep. And they start rolling.
Yeah. Then I'm just gonna take it. I'm gonna take it somewhere in the neighborhood. Just drop it and dip.
The craziest part was like, I think the only reason why they left was because I think they were able to move the RV or some shit like that. But police had came, and because they had, like, I think someone had made like a noise complaint, and they came and they asked us, they're like, "Hey, like, this noise complaint is coming from here?" And I was like, "No, it's from the RV." They're like, "Oh, how long have they been there?" Like, "Hey, it's been a month. We can't get them out, blah, blah, blah. We called you guys. You guys said, like, they're public parking. They can do this. They can do that." And it's kind of fucked up. And I said, "They use their address or whatever." And then they're like, "Oh, they're not parked 18 inches away from the curb."
They're like, the asses.
So that's how they got
How they got them out.
I hate like slime ball. Like, you just know the rules, the scheme. Shit. Yeah, like.
And but it was, that's the only reason for that little, like, the guy was like, "Yeah, they're past 18 inches. It's now,
it's in the road.
It's in the road, yeah. Right? And now it's a hazard, right?" And you've been to my street. My street's longest.
Well, like, that's what I was gonna say. They could have easily parked across the street, because it's like sidewalk.
Yeah, they
right?
could have, but they didn't. So, but it's like, yeah, you go to the same thing of like.
But you know why they did it? It's because I think the rules are probably different on the other side of the street.
Oh, because it's a park or something. Because like
it's
that,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's like government property versus there. It's like, oh, it's public.
It's public. Yeah, that's really some bullshit, right? But like in the beginning, it was always like, "Oh, dude, like, these guys are homeless. I'll help them out." Blah blah blah. But then people took advantage, and
they was doing it like Puss in Boots from Shrek, you know, with the "Please help me, like, I just need some help."
Yeah.
Knowing damn well they done pulled this scam 3-4 times before and shit. Cause that's the only way they knew about the rule. Like, they did that on purpose. They're like, "Park this motherfucker." Like, "All right, that's 18 inches. We good."
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause they're homeless. They don't have nowhere to stay. So they just move on from spot to spot to spot to spot. So, you know what I mean? And
when the cops came, they came like at 11 o'clock at night. And
damn, that late.
Yeah. And I think there's something about like you can't live inside your car during the daytime or something like that. So they were at the park.
Because you're going to die. It's hot.
So they were actually at the park, and when the tow truck came, and when they towed it,
they ran back.
They ran back to the tow truck to try to pay off the drop off fee. But obviously, they didn't have the money to pay the drop off
fee. So, what was they going to pay with?
They didn't until the guy took it away.
Yeah. So. Guy. See, I would have just done that shit day one.
Man,
yeah. You know what? Here it is, bro. Come pick it up.
So. Yeah, y'all family nice, man. My family ain't going for none of that shit. Help you go get you a hotel room. Just.
But didn't do
that's
all
what
that.
Alfredo said. So we were talking about this. He's like, yeah, I'd probably just Uber her out. Tell her, like, you know, here's money for our Uber. Just go somewhere else. I'm like, it's still going to be cold.
Bro,
when you get
this
there.
Isn't Grand Theft Auto. What the no, fuck? Like, you just said, what just drop a random waypoint and just get the fuck away from me?
Yeah, like fast travel. You know, like, yeah. get her out. Like,
fast travel is nuts.
You just said random this person to a random place.
No, like, at least, like, what was it? Brandon was saying, like, South Side. Oh, shit. Like, oh, I was like, oh, okay. So we'll Uber her from the South Side upstate. And then she's, like, in a better spot now. Like,
to Buffalo?
Chicago, you dumbass.
She's going to be on Michigan yeah. Avenue.
Pay for a Greyhound.
Nah, man, you gotta at least if like we gotta let's do this for the viewers. If somebody is homeless and they come up to you and like, hey, I need some help. What are you gonna like give them to get them through their? Travels?
I always help.
I would just probably just give them advice.
This motherfucker said I'm like Dr. Phil.
What?
You know what? I was cold and hungry.
Okay, listen.
But
to
your
this,
advice
right?
really touched me.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I'm fucking starving. Yeah, let me talk to you about that.
Listen, advice.
They can't eat advice.
Listen.
What are they doing with advice?
You're telling Rich that poor dad?
Listen. Oh, my God. Listen. That advice is so good. Oh, my God. That advice is so tasty. Oh, my God.
Listen.
I can't believe they're no longer thirsty or hungry.
Would you rather take $500K or lunch with Jay-Z?
500K.
What the? But I'm hungry now.
Oh well, you could have went to lunch with Jay-Z. He gonna buy you food.
Fuck Jay-Z. I want to eat now.
Okay. But look, this is what I would do. Right, he pulls up on me, be like, look, let's go inside real quick.
Inside where?
Inside a gas station or some shit, right?
Your home.
Look.
Okay.
Here's a honey bun, a Gatorade, and some Flamin' Hots. Come sit down.
He's gonna shit on himself.
I'm gonna have a talk with you. Come
sit
down.
About to shit himself.
Why?
Bro, bubble guns.
You said You said Gatorade, a honey bun, and some hot Cheetos.
Yeah. Flamin' Hot.
Why are you giving him this Warren Buffett advice? He's like, oh shit.
Okay.
Damn, I gotta shit.
Oh, what the fuck you want me to feed him? That's why I eat. If I give him like a bum ass tuna sandwich, you gonna be like, why you got Flamin' Hots? I gotta eat this bum ass sandwich.
Beggars can't be choosers. However, we don't want people. We don't want homeless people to have diarrhea. Okay, then they got shit on the street.
Okay, so what can I feed them?
That's besides the point. Just get.
No,
get
that's
my
whole
point.
I'm being picky, but go ahead. Okay.
Yeah, like, I'm like, yo, come here. Let's have a talk. Why are you here?
How did you get?
We gonna sit on the curb.
No. The slot machines.
No, Las Vegas. We in Chicago.
Oh, hey.
Hey, I ain't sitting on the curb. Yeah, outside. I'm out. I gotta go.
Shit, we doing this shit at the Bean. We doing this shit downtown. I'm talking to your ass at the Sears Tower. I'm not going to old block
the Bean. Yeah, little curb.
Yeah. You crazy?
Chris can't cross applesauce.
Take a little pick right here. Flick up real quick.
Yeah. The day I change your life.
Okay, so you talk to him about what though?
I'm just gonna be like, how did you get here? Like, why are you in this?
You don't give a fuck about telling a story. You know how many people ask the
fuck that?
No, that's the thing. I don't think enough people ask homeless people, like, why are you here? People will give them money because the inconvenience of me having to listen to you is like, I'd rather just give you $5 and you go about your day, I go about mine. To me, that's how I see it. You know how there's like ads on apps and you'll be like, oh, if you just pay $1, you don't gotta see the ads no more.
Mm.
They're like the ads. People rather just give them money, like, all right, go away. Where to me is like, yeah, all right, here's $3, here's $5, whatever I got. But let's have a conversation. Like, why are you here? Like, what took you to this position? Not on some lecturing shit, I'm better than you, but on some like, let's talk about it. Because the thing is, you don't know, like, they probably got mad stories, but like, they don't got nobody to tell them to and shit.
I think a lot of people here in Vegas that are homeless are mentally ill.
They are, yeah.
I think that generally. And I've talked to some of them.
Yeah, y'all know our, have y'all seen our resident crackhead?
Yeah. Is this the dog? When I park, it's the motherfucker going crazy,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, oh, every time.
Yeah. He's always there, man.
Man, yeah. Shout out to bro, but
so I agree, man.
He's never gonna walk into this studio.
No, he's close.
Yeah,
close.
He better stay his ass over there.
Close.
I love him to death, but nah.
You won't give him advice.
Huh?
You won't give him my voice?
But that's the thing, like,
you that motherfucker look like he bite people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
he look crazy.
Like, you gotta be in a position to understand advice. Granted, I know a lot of people suffer from mental illness. They suffer from, like, drug abuse. They suffer from alcoholism, gambling addictions, whatever the case may be. Not everybody is in a position where you can talk to them and they're in the sound state of mind to be able to receive advice or even just have a conversation, right? I'm not an idiot. I'm not just gonna be like, go up to that guy and be like, why don't you just invest your money? You know, let me put you on some good stock.
Have you ever heard about Bitcoin? I want you to sit down.
Robin Hood?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Here, is crazy.
Use my app. You and me will both get $5 to put in a red stock.
Telling homeless people use my referral link is crazy. That's wild.
You got a phone?
Yeah. Hey,
you subscribe to On the Run? Can't help you then. Damn. Nah, but yeah, so I don't know. I feel like that goes a long way too, like talking to someone.
I think like whenever like talking to homeless people in general, like if you're on the car or whatever and you ask them like a quick question like, oh, are you hungry or you need money? And most of the times when they say they need money, it's like to fund their like activities, whatever it may be, right? Or it's like,
what homeless people are you talking to?
No, like it'd be like,
yeah, I gotta go to Pilates real quick.
For the longest time, like where I live, like right there on Sahara Lamb, there used to be a kid. And I'd say kid because he looked like a kid, like probably high school kid. But he'd walk around shirtless and you could see his ribs. And he'd walk like at an angle. So you could see like his body was almost disfigured.
What do you mean walk
at an angle?
Like it looked
what
like
what type of Silent Hill shit you talking about?
No,
what
like,
angle? What
like,
angle?
Like a scoliosis type angle.
Oh. Just say that. Why'd you say at an angle?
He's not walking at an angle.
Yeah.
He's like shuffling.
No,
I mean, he's like fent folding, kind of,
but like if you talk to him,
so he's sitting like this or some shit.
Yeah, something like
that. Nah, he might have just been zesty.
Could have.
I thought he was down bad.
He thought he was homeless. He was just zesty and edgy.
But like, I'm like 90% sure because every single time I like see him, I always give him water and food, right? And he's always thankful for it, right? But like, I think for the longest time. I think even people started saying like, oh, he's got a home and stuff. He does it for money. That's all he does it for.
Right.
He just does it for the money. Like he's got a home. Every night, like you don't see him past like 7 p.m. Every day, like 7 p.m. past, he's always,
yeah,
he's
he gone. Went back home. He got he his water home. And his food for the day.
Right? Yeah. Roblox money.
Yeah, he's straight.
And it's like, so it's always interesting to see like, cool. Like, are you hungry? If you're hungry, I'll buy you a burrito. I'll buy you a sandwich. I'll buy you a burger. Right. Just thirsty. I got a bottle of water in my car. I'll give this to you. Right. If you want money, what do you want money for? And that's where you get the conversation.
Have y'all ever given food to a homeless person? They say like, no, I want money.
And they throw it at you?
Nah.
They never threw it at you?
Or the car, yeah.
What the hell?
Throw it at the car?
That's
disrespectful.
Yeah. You, like a homeless person, is like, oh. I
thought you was a bitch.
No, it was like, I think it was like one time, I saw a homeless person. I think I had just got Taco Bell. And it was just, I had a burrito.
Yeah, I would have threw that shit back at you too. You were just lecturing me about not having a homeless man shit on himself. You giving him Taco Bell game? She's not even real meat.
No, but like, no, he was like, oh, he's like, oh, I'm hungry. And he's like, oh, okay. And like, I could drive. No, but like, he was like, I'm hungry. And he's like, okay, I'll drive. He's like, no, just give me money. Give me money. I'm like, no, so if you're hungry, we could go to like, I think there was like the Pollo Loco right there. It was like the cross street. It goes right there. And I was like, I'll take this Pollo Loco. And he's like, no, don't worry. And I'm like, okay, well. I got an extra burrito here. If you're hungry, you're hungry. And I give it to him, and like he takes it, and I start driving off, and he just throws it. I was just like, okay.
Yeah.
And it's like, then you know.
Yeah, you was just trying to.
Yeah, just trying to get money.
Crack. So. Crack rock.
L scam.
Yeah, I don't know. One time it happened to me with McDonald's, though.
Mm-hmm.
It was like years ago, bro. I was probably like 16, 17 or something. Mm-hmm. But I had gone to McDonald's, and then there was a homeless dude sitting in front of the swap meet on Rancho, if y'all know where that is.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's got a sign saying like, I'm hungry, whatever. And I was like, I feel bad. I literally grabbed my order, like what I had gotten. I was like, man, I could just eat something at home or I could get something else. I get out the car and I'm walking over to him and I'm giving it to him. He's like, nah, money. And I'm like, bro, this is food. Like, you know, like this is good. I was about to fuck this up.
Yeah.
He's like, no, money. And I'm like, all right. I was like, I ain't got no money. Bro.
take the food nice. Back and then
yeah, obviously shit. I was gonna leave it with some grateful ass. Like, this is why you're here.
Now let me give you some advice.
He said, "Thou it's our Eden." See this?
It's could have been you.
Since we all went to UNLV and shit, have y'all ever had to talk to some homeless people at UNLV?
Has any of them ever walked into your class?
Never. No.
God damn.
No.
Seriously?
Yes.
He just sat down?
What class was it for?
It was for my OSHA class.
Damn.
They wanted to learn about safety, bro. Like,
I think he just walked in and walked out.
Yeah.
Walked in and walked out.
Oh, okay.
It was, or he walked in.
I didn't know he was homeless, though.
Maybe he got that Kanye collection, you know?
Yeah, just been a computer science student.
Oh, shit.
Don't think so, Chet. All
right. I never talked to a homeless person at UNLV.
I did. This was at the, you know, the In-N-Out on the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, on Maryland. It was like, I don't know, y'all, I went earlier than y'all, so y'all don't remember. There was this homeless black dude and shit. And, what's it called? He like, forget, I think I had just walked out of UNLV, I mean, In-N-Out, whatever, so maybe I had a bag in my hand or some shit like that, but whatever. He just started a conversation with me, and he asked me, he was like, "Are you Ethiopian?" I'm like, "No, I'm
fuck?
But like, I was like, "No, I'm Eritrean, so it's the country next to it." He's like, "Oh, okay. You know, you from the tribe of Judah, the 13 lineage, the kings, and all that." He started talking
Hebrew
some more other shit.
Hebrew Israelite.
Yeah, he started kicking that Hebrew
happened
Israelite
to me too.
Shit, right?
Happened to me too.
He was like, you was a black king and all this shit. I'm like,
We was.
You know what I mean? In the Bible, Ethiopia, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then at the end of the speech, he was like,
"We was.
All right, nephew, let me get a dollar." I said, "Oh my fucking God." He had to tell me that long-ass story for that.
Did you give
like,
him a dollar?
I think I gave him a dollar, but I was like, "Bro, I'm broke too. What the fuck?" Like, he sauced it all up and shit. I was like, "Damn, bro, that's crazy."
Good pitch.
No, I was finding it kind of like funny or not, or like ironic, I guess, where it's like homeless people at the university, where it's like a bunch of broke college students,
yeah,
and just like
asking for money,
like
yeah,
brother, like
you might be
broke.
Better, you might be better off than me,
yeah. Like,
oh God,
you I can't
afford this
shit.
Book for this
yeah,
class,
shit.
Right? It's like you ask me for $2,
that ass, shit. That's what I'd be laughing about when I like look back at my college days. I'm like, damn, how the fuck did I make it on fucking $100 a month? That's some crazy shit like that.
Yeah. But like, she used to stretch. Now I feel like you get $100. That's like
gone in
a meal or two, and then it's gone. Like, how, bro?
Yeah.
God. Well, you know, shout out to all the homeless people. We wish y'all the best.
Man, shout out, man. If you ever need any advice, tap into the podcast.
Yeah.
We should have a homeless person on the pod.
No.
He's never get leaving here.
You just like record out there type shit.
No,
let's talk to this guy.
Nah.
You're fucking no.
Not that guy.
That's another video, bro.
Discriminating homeless people is kind of nuts.
Yeah. And we're not. I'm just saying, like,
bro, I seen him walking through the street. He does not give a fuck.
Yeah. He don't that yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Taunt him.
Imagine like you talk to him and shit. He's like a world like renowned like physicist and shit, like philosopher.
That motherfucker. This is not this is not Spider-Man when Jamie Foxx was Electro. No, stop it. Stop it.
All right.
What is, don't worry, Holmes, I'm not your daddy. Everything's gonna be
all
right.
I don't know where the fuck that dude came from either. We even mean characters at the studio. Anyways, next topic.
All right, so this is from the advice subreddit.
Mm-hmm.
The title is, "My kid came out as gay, and his brother is being homophobic." So a little background, I have 3 kids. I have a 10 female, 13 male, and 14 male. My 13-year-old has recently came out as gay. I've been nothing but supportive alongside my husband. The issue is with our older son. He has been extremely homophobic and just mean. I've thought I've raised kids better than this, but apparently I've went wrong somewhere.
Is he 10? Whatever. Or was that
13?
13.
No,
the older kid is 14.
Oh, 14. Okay.
The youngest is 10.
Oh. That's the girl though.
That's the girl. Yeah. Let me see.
Popcorn kicking his ass.
I lost it. Okay.
I'm going to do a Reddit post on your ass. My friend can't read good.
He keeps stuttering.
Stuttering.
We live in a 3-bedroom home, and the 2 oldest boys
Who gives a fuck? I mean, like, not about the story. I'm saying, like, she keeps mentioning all these, like, random details.
All right, we're getting there.
Yeah.
She actually
we're in a 3-bedroom home. Like, okay.
All right. And my daughter has her own room. Ever since my son has came out, my oldest son has been sleeping on the couch, saying he's not going to sleep in...
What? Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Saying he's not going to sleep in the same room. He's also been telling my son's friends.
Gay is contagious or something.
Like, my shit might rub off.
Yeah. Sick.
He's been telling my son's friends, who are literally just friends, homophobic things, calling them gay, and making them uncomfortable to be over at my house. It's gotten to the point where last week he beat up his younger brother for changing his shirt in front of him. Literally just a shirt. I'm at a loss of what to do. He's bullying his own brother at school. Prior to him coming out, they got along great. They were basically best friends.
Okay. I think the older son is, I think he's gay, but he's trying to fight it. Because you shouldn't give a
shit.
He's
trying to fight the gay?
Yeah. Lie, two for two, two out of three gay kids?
Damn.
Hold on, dude.
Nothing wrong with that. But I don't know why the mom is so shocked. She's like, oh, what is it? You raised them.
You know what's funny when we read that?
Mm.
All right. Disclaimer.
Disclaimer, please.
This is on the run. But like we read the title, like my 13-year-old son came out as gay and now his brother's being homophobic. I was like, which one are you having problems with? Which one are you asking for advice on?
The question
didn't say. Nowhere in there to say, like, what do I do about this? And be like, it's just, all right, here's my situation. I'm like, okay. But nah, man, I don't know. It's like, so my initial thoughts were like, I don't think he's necessarily gay. I just think it's such a shock. Because at 14, like, I don't remember myself. Like, obviously, we was all calling, I don't know if y'all, how y'all grew up, but like, I remember back then, like, we was all just calling each other gay. Like, that shit was just like, oh, you're being gay, or like, you're gay, or like, just, but you don't even know what the word really means type shit.
Mm-hmm.
I just think, like, it's such a shock to him here, like, my brother is gay, that, like, he doesn't know where to put it or how to feel about it. Because what I was telling Alfredo was, like, if it's you and your sister, like, even though y'all both could be straight, the thought of anything happening just doesn't even cross your brain because that's weird. Like, it's not natural. So, like, the same thing is with your brother. Regardless of if he's gay or not, like, nothing would
even
ever happen.
Even taking off your shirt. Yeah,
yeah, even taking off your shirt is like, it's just your brother.
Yeah, that's your brother. Yeah.
But
yeah,
because he doesn't know how to feel about the gay part, he's like, could it ever mean anything?
The older brother is 14, right?
Yeah.
So, at 14, isn't that like ninth grade, right?
Yeah.
No, that's like high school.
Around eighth grade, ninth grade. Yeah, like, why should you were just in PE for 3 years changing in front of other dudes too, no?
Yeah, but I guess like, because he's like, okay, regardless of if he's gay or not, he's like, if he's my brother or not, because he's gay, he might be attracted to me. It might be weird. It might be this. That's the part I think he has a problem.
I think it's also like when you're 14, like, especially as a freshman, like, you're the smallest guy on the whole high school, right? Like, you're still growing. You probably still got a high-pitched voice, right? Like, you're trying to fit into the high school seniors, right? So, like, if he sees, like, oh, like, half these people are, like, making fun of gay people, right? Like, he's going to take it back home and be like, oh, fuck gay people, right? And it's literally, like, his brother's right there. Not literally.
Disclaimer, y'all. Jesus. Yeah.
Wait, what?
No, I'm saying because he was like, fuck gay people. I'm like, that's hypotheticals. Yeah, he doesn't really feel like that. Go ahead.
But like, he just takes it back home. He's just taking back whatever he sees in high school, I mean, and like, just basically reciprocates it.
Fuck gay people could also be a gay saying. Like, it just depends how you interpret it.
Yeah, just how you interpret it.
Okay. Please, before they cancel us, please. God damn.
I was not trying to get clipped right
now. Yeah, no clipping. Yeah, this ain't.
Don't clip this part, guys.
Hey, we're copywriting this. Copyright your shit. Nah, I mean, I don't know. Like,
oh, I got it. She's just a terrible mother. Cause she doesn't know how to handle this. I don't know.
I mean,
I'm not terrible, but I don't. Who picked this topic? Did you pick this topic?
We just saw it. It was crazy,
man. It's just we saw it. It was crazy.
We had it.
I got a good topic. No. I got a good topic. You actually brought it up. We should read the comments on our Kendrick Lamar reel.
Oh
yeah.
Let me see. Do you want to pull it up or should I?
You can pull it up.
All right.
Okay, and I'll do the backstory for those who don't know. Hopefully y'all follow our page on the run.pod on Instagram. But we put up a reel literally, I think, what was it? Like minutes after Kendrick Lamar got off stage at the Super Bowl halftime show.
It was a masterclass in how to do content.
Yes.
Like, just everything clicked for that reel and it performed really well for us. Got over 250,000 impressions. So
yep.
Did really good. But yeah.
Yes. But anywho, really great reel, obviously, really popular. But the comment section is some, like, That shit felt like Yahoo News in there.
The biggest cesspool of people.
And we love our fans. We're assuming some of those people are our fans, right?
Yeah.
But then I guess on Instagram, when something goes hella viral, like, you know, obviously a lot of these people who saw our reel aren't fans of us, but it just caught up on their algorithm. So we thought that we would read some of the comments that grabbed our attention on the reel now.
Right. So just to go from top to bottom, someone said, "No one cares, boring."
And then, to be fair, you're the one responding, right?
Yeah.
Brandon loves responding to all of our comments.
Bro, I love responding because
I'm like, goddamn, I can't do it.
What did you respond to that one?
I said, "You get the pin of shame," and I pinned his comment because people don't understand. Like, I don't get offended by whatever you say, whether you think I'm right or wrong. I never let it get to my ego, and I also never let me feel any way about myself because you think I'm wrong. So in my mind, any engagement is good engagement because if you comment on my shit and I comment back, I'm baiting you to comment on my shit because I know Instagram's going to send it to more people. So because I'm already knowing negativity is always going to sell more than positivity, hit me saying no one cares boring. Now, as soon as somebody opens the comments and they read no one cares boring,
they're going to read the rest.
You're going to know. Not only going to read the rest, but they're going to be like, no, I care because Kendrick took a stance against this and I believe in Kendrick and I hate Drake and Drake is an establishment, whatever the case may be. Or the people that love Drake and hate Kendrick are going to be like, yeah, you're right. No one cares. Sports shouldn't be about this. Like, every side is going to pick their side. So I just keep it as like neutral as possible. And I just try to kind of feed into the comments. But I literally just pinned this comment. Someone else said, anyone who says that was a good halftime show is either lying or has never seen a good performance in their life. That shit was trash. Hip hop in general is trash live. They need to bring back actual music with actual musicians. And I went to this dude's profile and he's got a Philly, he has an Eagles hat and a Philly jersey in his bio or in his pic. And I literally said, how y'all won a Super Bowl and you're still hating is the most Philly shit I ever seen. But these people are never happy about shit. But yeah, basically just, you know, farming engagement. Someone else said, oh, did you see that? Somebody said that they look like you?
Yes. Yeah, no, I followed him. Shout out to, what's his name?
His name is Lucci King.
Yeah, no, we don't look alike. I think we just got like curly hair. That's it.
Like, yeah.
Isn't that kind of racist?
No. I think he's on a podcast as well.
Yeah, he is.
And his co-host said that, like, follow us or something like that.
So what I think happened was it went so viral.
Yeah.
One of them got it on their FYP.
Yeah. And then they sent it to him,
telling him that he looks like Noah.
Shit. Yeah. So he came back to our comment section. He was like, I don't watch y'all pod.
He said, this is my first time here. I don't know your names, but I was told I look like Homie in the Blue. I don't see it.
Yeah.
And then their podcast responded to his comment and said, you guys are
like
twins.
So no, I followed him and I looked on his page for a little bit. I was just like, nah, I don't really see it. All right, do you follow him?
No,
I could pull it up. I'll pull up his page and then what's it? We'll let y'all decide. What's his Instagram again?
Lucci LUCHI_KingTut.
Okay, this is him. So y'all could look at his page and then tell me if we look alike. Like, click on a photo or whatever. What the fuck? We don't look alike.
No, you got the pages?
No.
Like, okay, ignore the hair, ignore the Kinda.
Yeah. I don't see it.
No.
Shout out to homie Lucci.
The early ones,
it's not. Nah, the early
it's the
ones,
facial
no.
Facial hair, Loki.
Yeah.
It's the facial hair. I don't think it's maybe like the facial structure. It's more like
maybe I didn't take a good look.
You gotta like cover the head.
Yeah. Look at the facial features, like eyes.
Oh, yeah. They got the.
We both handsome. It's okay. You can say it.
It is the facial hair.
Let me see. It's the facial hair?
And the teeth. Facial hair, teeth.
Teeth?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we don't have the same hair. I don't see. I don't know how to like.
Are you covering the forehead? You got to cover the forehead.
No, I see it like if Noah were to try to grow out a beard like that, it would look exactly like that.
Yeah.
Like if he shaved?
Twins. Oh, this dude shaved.
Yeah, if that dude shaved.
Yeah, I guess. I'm just, I mean, I'm not offended at looking like him. I don't know.
But the, also the other thing is, I would never see him and jump directly to think like, oh, this dude looks exactly like Noah.
Yeah.
It's just if I look close enough, I'm like, okay, I can kind of see, but like, I would never see him in a reel and be like, yo, that looks exactly like Noah.
Maybe
like,
whoever his co-host.
You know what? Maybe this photo, I kind of see it a little bit.
That photo?
He looked Dominican.
No, it's like, I'm the Dominican.
No, I'm saying like,
Get okay. He is from, they are from like New York or New Jersey, I think. Because I talked to their pod in the DMs and shit. I was like, yo, I appreciate y'all. Like,
you know, that would be dope if we fly over to whatever.
That's why I told him. I was like, yo, if y'all ever out of Vegas.
And we got to like, we got to stand next to each other. Like, this is my Twitter shit.
How tall is he?
I don't know. That's actually a good topic. Do y'all have like celebrity doppelgangers?
No.
Mexican OT.
Yeah.
I don't think I got one.
What is it? Back in high school, it said Post Malone.
You do not look like Post Malone.
Who told you that?
I don't know. People just say that shit all the time.
Just because you look white and have a beard, that doesn't mean Post Malone.
They were saying that shit all the time.
You had braids?
Huh? No.
Nah, it's just the beard. Did you have a beard in high school?
No, because in high school, it was like Post Malone had braids, though. Remember?
Yeah.
So unless he had braids, how the fuck
would he look like Post Malone? No, I'm saying I could kind of maybe get it because y'all kind of have the same face, maybe.
Pull up high school pick of you.
Yeah.
High school pick? High school pick. Shit. Don't take me a minute.
But even when Post Malone got big, he had braids.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
But I don't know. His face wasn't like. I don't see it.
Maybe the facial hair. Maybe, but
not
like,
even. Post Malone got actual beard.
No, you see. Oh shit! I'm out of storage, guys.
What already?
This guy. How?
You just got that phone. Fuck?
Nah, it's like Google storage.
Okay.
Let me see. Oh, this is what I did. Let me see. Shit. Yeah, nah.
Let me see.
That is not Post Malone, Jit.
He looked the same.
He looked the same, yeah.
Shit ain't no fucking Post Malone.
That is not Post Malone, chat. Man, you just had a lie like that?
People said it though.
Who?
I don't know. People at school.
Name him.
They was lying.
Name drop him. Adam right now.
Wait, what about you?
Me, I feel like it changes depending on my hair, right? So like now my hair is like in a fro, whatever. I get Kobe with the fro.
Mm.
People say that. Like that. I didn't get that one until recently.
I don't know.
Before Kobe. If you look at Kobe with the fro, yeah, I can see it. Kodak Black.
Kodak.
Yeah,
before he was off the fucking
Before he started doing the drugs. What else? I said this one, it's not true, but in high school, Big Sean. If I have a low cut, kind of. And if I was a little skinnier.
Sure, if you actually like got the edges and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like a hard C line.
I could skate by. No, with the hair. Look, with the hair. That second picture. The other one, dumbass, with the long hair.
You just said if your hair was short.
I said with the hair, the other one. That one, yeah. We could skate. I could skate by.
I don't know.
I could skate by.
You're like a Timu.
Timu Big Sean.
Three times discounted.
I'm straight with that. Yeah, Timu Big Sean. I'm good with that.
Mass produced.
Yeah.
Like
Amazon Basics, Big Sean.
I gotta squint.
Yeah, that's fine. But I don't really have like a direct like. Oh, fuck! It's the dude off that Netflix show. His last name is Gray. What's the show? On My Block? The black dude.
I know what you're talking about.
Bryce or Gray, something like that. Look up On My Block Netflix. It's the one dude from there.
Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about.
Somebody told me I look like that dude. I'm like, I kind of see it. Him.
Yeah.
I see it.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Zoom in. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Somebody told me I look like that
Eritrean?
Dude. No. He's African American. But yeah, besides that dude, I think that's all of them. Yeah. Oh shit! What about the one dude I showed you with the pants? You remember that? You remember?
What does that mean?
Did I send it in the chat? Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So
you're gonna tell me if this looks like Noah? Okay.
Okay.
Some Benji type shit to post.
Michelle, some Benji type shit to post.
I didn't even post that.
Where is it?
I think it's in our chat, or I have it saved.
I think I saved it because I showed Ben. Maybe did I save it to my
You showed
phone?
It to me,
but I don't remember if I saved it to my phone or if.
In our chat.
Yeah, it is in. It is in the chat.
Well, Benji, what do you think Brandon looks like? Who do you think he looks like?
All right. Tell me if this looks like him.
Watch a video. Watch a video.
It's not a video. It's a picture. It's a picture. It's a picture.
Does that look like him?
No. What you got going on, man?
Does that just popped up on my algorithm?
That doesn't look like Noah, bro.
What you mean? It looks like, it's because hey. I don't think he's seen you with your short hair.
Yeah, that's why. You've never met me with like short hair before.
Yeah, look. Okay, look.
Oh, we gotta go back
in
the...
Yeah, we can find it in the archives.
You pull up a photo of me with short hair that like, that kind of look the same.
And you gotta go deep in the...
archives.
In the archives, yeah. He's still scrolling. Holy shit.
Yeah. Well, because when y'all met me, I had a fro, but then
that's
I cut
his
it.
Dad. About to say,
oh my god, that does look like Noah.
You see what I'm saying?
Just fucking like him.
What the fuck?
That's what I'm saying.
What the fuck?
That's what I'm saying. So when I saw that photo, I got nervous.
Getting nervous is insane.
No, because
wait,
I was like,
what?
They caught me lacking.
I said no photos.
That's nuts. I'd never say that.
What you mean?
No, because I like saw myself in third person. I was like, bro, Noah, what are you doing? What you on, gang?
He's like, how much I drink?
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing? Damn. That's why it tripped me. I'm like, is that me?
He's like, that was the fashion back then?
Yeah, I was like, damn, what the fuck was I on? But that's then I was like, crazy. Okay, thank God. That wasn't
them,
me,
you know,
but...
V-days?
Nah.
How you make money?
Nah.
That was right after the Hebrew Israel.
Nah, yeah.
Let me get a dollar, nephew.
Oh, that shit was crazy, bro.
What's the next topic, Alfredo?
Oh, shit.
Is that it for the Reddit?
No more
Reddit topics, please.
It might be.
All right.
Yeah.
What else do we got? We got the Ashley St. Clair and Elon Musk. Y'all heard about that?
Do you know it's all IVF?
I don't know if it is.
That's it's all what?
IVF.
IVF?
Yeah, IVF is the...
You know what that is?
Insemination.
Yeah. It's like when they do it like a test tube baby.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he like...
Give context. Give context. You know the story?
No, that's...
kind of. Not really.
Okay.
Well, hold on. What'd you say IVF was?
It's like turkey bastard.
In a cup? In a cup?
No. You know like turkey bastard? You like squeeze...
Turkey bastard? Yeah. What turkey bastard?
No, like turkey bastard.
You bastard. You bastard,
idiot.
Oh, my fault, Jay.
Turkey bastard. I'm like,
am I being trolled?
Hey.
Am I the dumbass? I was like, nah, hell no.
That's what we call this episode, turkey bastard.
The phonetics for that is bastard.
No, bro. That's not how you pronounce it.
How?
Bastard.
Okay, do you say taster or taster? Thank you, dumbass. Oh, my God.
I say taster.
I'm sorry.
Okay, to give context, there is a right-wing political commentator named Ashley St. Clair who recently came out and said Elon Musk is the father of her five-month-old baby. She posted this like cryptic message on X. Saying that, you know, she initially kept the identity of her baby a secret because she thought it would lead to her baby having a better life. But she knew that media outlets were going to try to use it against her or whatever. So she kind of just aired it out herself. Now, to me, I don't know. There's a lot going on there. Is she telling the truth? Is she not? Elon Musk hasn't confirmed, but
he did.
No, he didn't.
He said, whoa.
He said, whoa. And then she replied like, oh, you should like talk to us. I don't know why we've been trying to
talk to you for the past few weeks. Yeah. Right,
hey, he one of us for real. Yeah. But I don't know. To me, regardless of all of this, I think in the greater picture, X has really become just a cesspool of everybody thinking they're better than everybody else and giving their commentary and takes on a bunch of stuff.
That's not X. That's America.
Yeah. But like, if you look, go on Instagram, like, it's not like
you don't
that.
See that.
Yeah. You go on fucking any other TikTok, it's not really like that. I mean, certain parts.
Some
are.
Parts.
If you go on YouTube, it's not really like that. X is really like, that's all there is now.
And was it like that before? Because no, I've never had Twitter.
Like, I remember Twitter used to be lit. Like, well, I never
had jokes and shit.
Yeah, like, I never really had Twitter like that. But I remember, like, when I was in high school, everybody had Twitter, and they used to be like, you used to just tweet random shit. You used to enter, like, sneaker giveaways or talk about, like, sports, talk about album drops. Like, people used to just be on there kicking it and shit. And now it's just turned
everyone's just arguing with each other.
Everybody arguing, and you have people on this side saying, like, no, Trump's fixing the country. Everything he does is right. Look at these other people. You got people on the other side saying, no, Trump's the most evil person in the world. He's ruining everything. He's doing this and that. And I'm like, who the fuck cares about any of
God,
y'all,
bro? Oh, God.
Like, I understand. I'm not saying, like, don't care about the country, don't care about the laws. Like, sure. But who the fuck cares about what Joe Schmo is thinking about the recent fucking political move that's going on in America? I'm like, who the fuck are you, bro? And this girl is, like, the prime example of, like, this is what America is becoming. Like, she used to be, like, a porn star or something. And now she's all about, like, conservative values and all this and that. And I'm like, so now, like, the very things that you used to do, you're shaming all these other girls for doing. Now, granted, whichever side you think is right or wrong, to me, like, I'm just tired of the hypocrites, bro. I'm tired of the people that get on here just to grift and, like, stir up people for the sake of just making money and getting attention. Like, there's one thing when you're actually doing your due diligence to research topics and, you know, talk about things that are going on. Because you care about your neighbor, because you care about your family, because you care about these topics. But when all you're doing is just galvanizing people for the sake of attention because that's what you want your career to be, I'm like, you're just a piece of shit, bro.
You know what's funny? Opinion. You know when she posted that?
Yeah.
It was Friday. Mm-hmm. Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
You know what Elon Musk had posted earlier that day?
What?
Him with his other baby mama.
Bro, Elon Musk is moving like fucking a rapper, bro. This shit is crazy.
But it's funny because like
he is the richest African American.
Is he African American?
Yeah, he was born in South Africa.
But that doesn't make okay.
Anyways, we no here, no there. Yeah. He's one of us. And
Michelle, shout out our brother Elon Musk. Thank you for holding it down.
Dr. Umar. Yeah.
What Dr. Umar be saying? Snow buddies never, black queens forever.
That's my boy.
Yeah, that's my boy.
Anyways, people were saying like she got jealous because like Valentine's Day, she just had a 5-month-old and she should have been the latest baby mama. And Elon wasn't there with her. So that's why no media was going to whatever. She just was like, right. I'm tired. And you go back again, like she's super conservative, blah, blah, blah. But like, is she really? Because now she's bringing up drama. Now she's like, blah, whatever, blah, blah, blah. There's people saying like she thought she was going to be able to hold down Elon. Obviously not. Causing her to crash out? Sure.
When you that rich, who gives a fuck at that point?
So that's the other thing. To me, I always found it really weird. I don't know if you guys have seen him tweet, but he tweets so often about how people should have more babies.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I don't think he's wrong about that, but he always tries his best, like, it's like,
hey, you know why?
Yeah, but that's my point.
Okay.
So the thing is, like, imagine every time y'all saw me, I'll be like, hey, y'all, like, y'all drank Capri Sun today? Yeah, Capri Sun's like the best drink ever, bro. You know, it's so good. Capri Sun's like, I don't know, look at all these flavors. And like, every time you saw me, I brought up like facts about Capri Sun and like all this random shit.
Uh-huh.
And I'll be like, why are you doing that? Like, okay, I get it. Capri Sun's cool. You told me once, like, why are you doing it again and again and again?
Mm-hmm.
But then he also has this like weird thing where I think he has like 13 kids.
Yeah.
Which, 13. Granted, like you said, he's got all that money. It's not like he's hurting for fucking money.
He but you know he's fighting to cap out the child support he pays for it?
Yeah. So. But even regardless, right?
Yeah.
He's got billions, hundreds of billions. Like he can have 1,000 kids.
He can have 1,000 kids.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like there's something.
Yeah, there's something weird. Yeah.
Yeah. What do y'all think about that?
Well, no, it's weird because like I had read that like all of his kids, all 13 except for one of them, was all done through IVF.
No, I think it was like 5 or 6 of them.
There's only been 5 baby mamas.
No, he has 3 baby mamas.
Well, or yeah, 13. Whatever.
Man, this motherfucker worse than Flavor Flav. Yeah, God damn.
And they, they said the one kid that you always see every
Anthony
time,
Edwards.
It's the only kid that was in IVF. But that they're saying like it's IVF because Elon Musk being Elon Musk is like all about like
he's too busy efficiency.
Well,
that.
No, it's all about like IVF. You kind of choose the genetics you want your kid to have.
Oh, I see.
You say like, hey, I want my kid to have this type of like mindset, my whatever, up, my personality. Blah,
Elon
blah, blah.
Musk is ugly as shit.
Yeah, I guess he's kind of doing the world a favor in that case.
I guess.
Yeah, because he chooses the best, right?
Select yourself out, little guy.
We don't need more Elon Musk.
And you also minimize the like the birth defects. Right, so like the kid won't come out like autistic or like something like that.
I know people are gonna think this the wrong way, whatever. Fuck y'all. I got good intentions, but you know, like one of his daughters is like trans.
Yeah,
right? And like he has like such a big problem with like all that movement and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it's like, how are you like? Again,
he's not an active father.
We were talking about this. He's not at all.
Yeah, I know.
But we were talking about this yesterday. How the world has become so niche down that now there are no niches and everybody's just in the same fucking shithole.
Yeah.
Politics has become a lot of the same thing.
Yeah.
Like these two sides drifted so fucking far apart that now y'all are like this, right? Yeah. Because if it was anybody else having a trans daughter, Republicans would have shat on them and be like, look at your daughter. You can't even control your own home.
Yeah, you're
like,
right.
You ain't shit as
but
a
because
dad.
It's Elon.
But because it's Elon, it's like, well, you know, it's Elon. A parent is not going to always control their kid.
Yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
It's,
and this girl having a baby out of wedlock, which 10 years ago, conservatives would have been going crazy. Would have been like,
conservatives now.
Still, yeah, a lot of them. But you look at the comment section and all these
they're all supporting Elon.
Comments are like, congratulations on the baby. I hope you live a long life. God bless you. All that.
Elon and all that, those MAGA people, they're funny because, like, when they say, like, y'all should have babies, it's because they want to increase, like, the white population is, like, dropping, right?
No, yeah, for sure.
So if black and brown people having more babies, they're going to get mad.
Elon's South African. So.
But you get my
that's
point, though.
Worse.
Come on now. Yeah, you get my point,
actually
though.
That's worse because with apartheid in South Africa, like he's directly linked to somewhere where it was like that, where the white were wanting to be the dominant race in the country and control the laws and control the way things are running. And they literally treated black people as second class citizens.
I was going to say he's bringing up the black people race.
What do you mean?
Like he being South African.
But he's not. I mean, he could be African, but he's not black.
Yeah. It was a joke.
He's probably
idiot.
The least
joke
black
idiot.
Person.
No one laughed. Yeah. Nobody laughed.
Fredo Six laughed.
He laughs at fucking everything.
He did laugh.
I do laugh.
He's
at
laughing right now. Look at him.
Nah, but I think it's funny. Like you go back to conservatives, right? Let's talk about that real quick. We're like the trad wife, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Four baby mamas, 13 kids, no insane shit. I find that so funny. Like it's like
you're it's hypocritical.
Very hypocritical. Yeah. So.
And that's the thing I despise the most. I've always said like. Okay, it's one thing to think some way might agree, I might not agree, but when you're a hypocrite and like we were talking about, if anybody else besides Elon Musk would have been doing this stuff,
dude,
they would have been calling him a degenerate. They would have been calling him a problem because you're
no, to be honest,
you have baby
that's
mamas
just
you don't
that, no, that's no, just America. Like once you're rich, we don't check you about nothing.
Not even that.
I think we do because honestly, I would say. If Elon Musk was a black, and I'm not even
making
it a race
if he was black,
it is a race thing. Yes,
he
gets shitted on.
Sure, but I'm saying like isolating out of race, just objectively, if he was black, conservative America would literally be like Obama, right?
Yeah,
Obama has never done shit to nobody.
The only
he's
bad thing Obama
dad.
Did was wear a shitty suit.
Yeah,
that's it.
But like he's been a great dad, and still people will shit on him and be like, oh, look at his daughter doing this. Look at his daughter doing that.
Yeah.
Look at his,
like normal.
Like,
kid.
And
yeah.
I'm like, okay, like granted, whether you agree or disagree about whether or not they should be doing, objectively, he's a way better person and father than Elon Musk, at least from what we can see. But they'll give Elon Musk this whole praise about how he's like the next savior of America and he's such an innovator and a genius and we need him to make our government efficient. And I'm like, bro, do you, regardless of whether something can be better or not, in my opinion, it's like, do the ends justify?
Doesn't know all this shit is, and we'll stop talking about this shortly. But like, they last week they tried to fire like all the people that run like the nuclear
nukes
and shit, right? And then 30 minutes later they rehired them because they knew, holy shit, we can't fire these people.
Right.
Didn't a lot of them not come back, though, because like the benefits from termination was so good.
Yeah, you got some of the severance, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Maybe, but I'm like, shit, if you're fucking responsible for taking care of the nukes, then...
We need you,
yeah,
bitch.
We need you. Yeah. What the fuck? You know what I mean? We can't just get rid of every fucking thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you cannot run an entire government like a fucking casino. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah, I agree. It's not a business, and that's the thing. Like, money has become this country's religion. Money has become the only thing that matters. Like, money, the bottom line, the dollar is the only thing that people care about. And going back, it's funny, like, this also kind of goes full circle. I know you didn't mean it that way,
money, yeah.
But the thing when you were like, yeah, if you're not bringing me any value,
you gotta, go.
It's the exact same thing. Yeah. If you as a person don't meet the bottom line in terms of making money and not losing more money, you gotta go. Even though it's like, bruh, how many people are qualified to be able to fucking handle nukes and know the ins and outs and have been here for decades and know how do we run this place?
Yeah, it's not always about money.
I'm going to lose money, but I need this person.
Yes, because they're keeping us safe, right? Because if one of these motherfuckers blow up, we're cooked. There ain't no money, nothing. It's over.
Yeah.
So this shit going to look like Fallout. We can't do this shit.
Yeah.
So, you know what's so funny, though? Like,
what?
That was a very civil conversation we just had.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of us. Cause like last episode we did, weren't we arguing about that OnlyFans chick?
Yeah.
you cut it out the episode. Nah, yeah. Thank you, though. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
We were talking about how like that was one third of the podcast. It was one topic.
Oh, it was
like,
too long.
I was like, at first, like it's too long. Second, it kind of doesn't go anywhere because we kind of just were like, yeah, we kind of agree. I don't know why we was like
40, arguing about
45 minutes about this whole shit. But I think that's like what's missing. People aren't able to have conversations and get to the same point because everybody assumes they're the only side that knows what's wrong and right. There's no objectivity anymore.
Yeah.
It's all just...
I think people are just not willing to listen nowadays.
Right? Yeah. But I mean, it's always like that. There's always going to be some issue that everyone disagrees upon. Like, you know, what can you do?
Yeah, but
it's more like social media is like, there's so much... like these algorithms are so crazy. You could stay on one part of social media and you're never gonna
that's true.
So if I wanted to change my algorithm in 30 days and just go look up MAGA shit, that would be my algorithm. Or if I wanted to go look up, I don't know, fucking like you could tell
doppelgangers like, doing
yeah celebrity yeah. doppelgangers doing strange things, you could look that up too. You know what I'm saying?
Funny. So basically what you're saying is like unless you were looking that stuff up, it would never pop up on your page, right?
Usually it would never pop up.
Oh, wait, hold on. Wait, whoa.
Wait a minute.
Hey, yeah, hold on.
Kalakin.
Yeah, no, hold on. I can explain my explore page. Hold on. y'all ain't doing that.
Pass it here, blue guy. He's deleting it.
I'm not deleting
it.
He's clearing it.
I just saw him hit refresh. That's why you got a new phone.
Yeah, let me go ahead and turn this off.
His old phone was like, he's like, oh, gotta be my old phone. Hey, no, it's attached to your account, by the way. Not the phone, unk.
I'm at AT&T. Man, this old phone tripping, man. Give me the new one, man. Why is it on my sir, that's your account.
Sir, it's not our fault you uploaded this pic of yourself to the internet. I don't know, man. But is there any more topics?
I got one. I don't know if y'all want to talk about the Drake's album. Did y'all listen to it?
I honestly didn't.
No,
I tried.
You tried.
You tried.
No, the thing is, it's like there's people who get it and there's people who don't get it. Like
I don't get it.
We get it, right, Noah?
Yeah,
we get it because they not like us.
Okay. Yeah. All
right.
Okay.
You really gonna do it to him? Alright, fucking bot over here. Anyway, no. What do you want to say about the album?
Oh, it sucks. I just wanted to say that.
I agree. I haven't even listened to it all. I've heard snippets from being on social media, and
no, it sucks.
I don't know why y'all try to cope so hard and say like it's good and it's this, and it's numbers, whatever.
No,
like,
and I'm a Drake. I'm a Drake fan. I'm a fan of both Drake and Kendrick. But like, why I hate social media? It's like. You can say
only be right once.
No. Like, it's like, if you don't like
it, you hate the other.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm just like, no, this shit sucks. It's okay.
Yeah.
I still believe in them to make good music. There's good songs on this album, but there's just so much filler.
Yeah.
Like, it's hella long as shit. You know what I'm saying?
That Spanish shit sucked ass, by the way, too.
Oh, that's Drake, the, get off, shit. What did he said?
What's the title song?
I don't even know what song.
Meet your mother and pay my respects.
No, Drake was like, and we could talk about the song. He'll like go. He was on the song. He was like going in and out of Spanish, so he was like, "I want to." You know what? We should just play the fucker. I don't know.
No, we're gonna get copyrighted.
No, don't get copyrighted.
Okay, but he was saying some shit like, "Y'all should come to my house, por favor."
Yeah, shit like that.
Y'all should come to mi casa. How do you say fast in Spanish?
Rápido.
Yeah, come to mi casa rápido, por favor.
Damn.
Mi amor, I'm just like.
Bro's cooking right there.
No. This shit is ass. It was ass. It was bad. It was ass.
Maybe let's put it on.
Ass.
This shit was ass.
Six is a bot.
Put that shit on, man.
That shit was ass.
This guy.
Yeah, I don't know why he's trying to go down that lane. Like, bro.
Yeah, can he stop doing. That's actually, like, he needs to stop doing these Spanish songs.
It's because it worked with Bad Bunny that one time. And
but
that shit sucked.
And that shit was 10 years ago.
It shit sucked.
He's been trying. He's been trying ever since.
No. The one song he had, no.
But I feel like that one didn't really even get traction like that.
The one on For All the Dogs. Yeah, Gently.
I don't think that one got that.
No, that shit sucked too.
Yeah, but I think he's talking about the original
one.
Back in the day. Back in the day, yeah.
But that was 10 years ago, man.
That was 10 years ago.
And that should have been a one time thing.
That's crazy.
It should have been a one time thing.
I thought it was going to be a one time thing.
Another thing, too, is like reggaeton lends itself more to being blended with English because it's like, it's more just like a vibey kind of like the beat. But like, Mexican music, reggaeton, like it's like real instruments. Like you can't rap on it really. I mean, I'm happy to be proven wrong. Maybe someone one day figures it out, but like it just doesn't blend well.
So,
stop being a bot.
All right, I wasn't listening to that song anyways.
All right, any more topics?
Nah, we straight.
All right, man. Closing thoughts. We're going to be bringing y'all a lot more episodes on the horizon. I guess let's give y'all a little bit of breakdown. Sort of what I got in mind is with all the immigration stuff going on around the country, I know it's a hot topic. I know there's a lot of information and misinformation out there. I'm hoping we can make it happen soon. We're in talks of it, but we're going to bring on a lawyer to the podcast. We're going to discuss some of the biggest misconceptions as well as some of the most frequently asked questions. So,
immigration lawyer?
Yeah.
Oh,
talk
okay.
About like, you know, making sure people know their rights, making sure people are safe, because I feel like whatever side of the aisle you're on, there's definitely good people on both sides. We want to make sure everybody's safe and nobody's rights get violated. So, make sure you tap in with us on DMs. If there's anything you really want to ask, send us a message. We're going to be posting about it soon. That way y'all can get your questions answered and stuff. We're also going to have a Power Slap athlete, I guess you would call it, but he's gonna be here first week of March 6th through 9th, I think, and he invited us to the event. So if y'all want to,
so we got tickets. Event,
we got tickets. Yee! We're locked in. Who else? Who else do we have?
Don't we got a Before the Cut podcast coming through?
Before the Cut podcast is gonna pull up, so we're gonna feature on their podcast. So that's gonna be cool. That's another thing I really want us to do more of is.
Collab with other pods.
Yeah, there's not that many out there, but like, shit.
Hey.
We got to make it happen, though. Like, we got to cross-pollinate our audiences. What other ideas do we have? I feel like that's
food reviews?
The food reviews?
I'm saying we should do that. That wasn't an idea we talked about.
Yeah. I mean, I'm down to do food reviews. Well, paintball as well. We really want to collab. So if you got a business, too, if you want to sponsor the podcast and we can help you out on, you know, getting promotion, making content around your business, tap in with us. I'm hoping we get a drink sponsor.
Protein.
Oh yeah, we talked about Jesse. Thanks. We talked to Jesse about that. And just activities in general. Ideally I would like us to do like a mini event every month. So like if next month we do paintball, the month after that we could do like horseback riding, or we could do some crazy shit, just like, I don't know, have fun
skydiving,
just crazy shit, and bring some of y'all with us. I think it'll be good content. It'll be a good time. So yeah, that's basically it. Y'all got anything else to add?
Nope.
All right, man, let them know where they can find you on social media.
Follow me at Fredo's Fix on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok.
Oh, shout out to TikTok. It's back on the app store.
It's back on the app store, man.
I downloaded it back for like a second and I just deleted it.
Why? You hate it?
No, I was just like,
you saw some zesty stuff again.
No, my algorithm. Mm-hmm. What's it called? Yes, I feel like I've watched every TikTok I need to watch.
Yes.
Damn.
Y'all, that's, do y'all feel like TikToks. That?
Not really. So it's, I feel like there's always good content. Yeah. There's always new content.
Not about good content. Yeah, I think at this stage in my life, like, I gotta create the content. I can't watch other people's shit no more. Mm. Yeah, I don't watch enough. But
I feel that way about music, to be honest. Like now, mm-hmm. just like, I don't know, when I was younger, I feel like I was like, all these album releases and everything, I'll be like, oh,
like, I kind of feel like music these days is ass.
All of it's ass.
And I don't know if like that's just because we're older or if it genuinely is just ass.
No, it's genuinely ass.
Yeah, because I'll see all these youngers and I'll be like, oh, like Ken Carson, oh, Cardi, all this.
And I feel bad, right? Because it's like,
and I'm like, I don't want to shit on y'all, but yeah. I'm just like, I don't really care for it. And even like stuff from like artists that we knew growing up, I'm like, I watch YouTube now and shit. Like, that's all I watch now. It's like, I'll watch YouTube on some shit, but I'm, music, I'm like, I'm cool. Like, if you put it on, it's cool.
Brandon knows I don't got Spotify anymore.
Yeah.
You deleted Audible. Spotify? Mm-hmm. So what do you want now?
Audible.
If it don't bring me value?
Damn.
This motherfucker. You just read books all
shit.
Damn day?
Those shit.
Okay.
The dope shit. Right, man.
So when the hoes around, what you finna throw on an audiobook?
I'll be on the YouTube.
Let me pull up that Alex Hormozy.
I got the Audible for the songs.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
Acapella.
Acapella. Boys to Men.
I don't know where they can find you on social media.
Ocho Benji on Instagram and 808 Benji on TikTok.
Twitch,
Ocho Benji.
Go ahead and follow my personal page. It's going to be at AKBTG. Follow the podcast page. It's going to be ontherun.pod. YouTube, TikTok, basically anywhere you can find podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Thank y'all so much for the support, man. We'll see y'all next week for another banger episode. Peace.